until the 31st of January, 3 weeks from Comedy Done. They also spent over $2.5 million on fuel while they were running around while we were pursuing them. Plus, for the first time, it's got a lot of publicity in Japan, and there's controversy in Japan right now, and people in Japan are saying, well, why are we getting such a bad name for an insignificant industry? So that kind of controversy is something that's very positive.
So, what was the hardest part?
Well, the hardest part? The hardest part is finding these guys down there. That's the hardest part. And then, of course, it was since a couple of days when these two guys were being held hostage on board the vessel. The Japanese said they weren't being held hostage, but they issued us a letter of demand, a ransom note that looked like it almost came out of The Godfather. You know, it said that unless we met these conditions, these guys wouldn't be set free. So we refused to meet those conditions on the grounds that we don't negotiate with terrorists. And so they were finally we always are concerned for the safety of the crew, but you know, as John Paul Jones once said, give me a ship and I'll sail it into harm's way. What we're doing is dangerous, it's always been dangerous, but in 30 years we've never caused an injury, we've never had an injury, we've never been convicted of a felony crime. We're not a protest organization. What we're doing is upholding international law, and that can be dangerous.
Do you think you'll live to see the day when the Japanese abandon their whaling program?
I think we can get the Japanese out of the Southern Oceans within 2 years. We just have to keep the pressure on, and that's what we intend to do.
Ben, if we can ask you a question.
Sorry. Are you afraid of the legal ramifications of what you're going to get out there?
No, we'll just have to wait and see.
If Australia wants to charge an Australian with piracy for trying to stop illegal whaling in the Japanese, or by the Japanese in the Antarctic territory, that's going to be a very amusing trial. I think that would be very fun to participate in.
But can you tell us why you did what you did and why you believe
it's
the right thing to do?
The Japanese are illegally slaughtering whales down in a whale sanctuary in Australian territory. And what we did was to warn them of that and then ask them to leave. So no, I think, you know, for the whale's sake and for the earth as well, we need to stop people killing whales.
Were you afraid?
Not so much. There is that element there, but you know, we're sort of focused on the job at hand. So.
Ben, we've all seen the images of yourself and Giles seemingly lashed to the side of a Japanese boat. Can you detail for me the worst of the treatment you received aboard that vessel?
That was definitely the scariest part, being tied on one side on the guardrail there, especially when the water came up and we were sort of semi-immersed. Also, when they tried to throw me overboard, that was, you know, I didn't really think about it at the time, but on reflection, it's a pretty scary thing to go into Antarctic waters.
Are you going
to
go back?
Yeah, for sure.
When? How soon?
As soon as we've got our affairs and fuel, refuel. I mean, I think it's highlighted what's going on down there in Antarctica and put pressure on the Japanese government to face up to the fact that they're not scientifically whaling down there, it's commercial whaling. The Prime Minister said that. Now we just need the Australian government to back its words up and to prevent that from happening in the future.
Your actions have received unprecedented coverage in the Japanese media, actually showing whaling in a negative light for the first time. How proud are you of that?
Yeah, I'm very proud. I feel privileged that I've been the focal point of all this hard work. All the crews worked really hard to get to that point. And I mean, Paul's been doing it for 30 years, so just to be part of that is really special, and I feel quite proud to be there.
And I think it'd be rude of us not to ask Giles how he's feeling at the moment.
It feels good to be back on shore a minute. Good to get back out again to disrupt the fleet.
Giles, how much convincing did you need to go aboard the Japanese fleet?
I wasn't convinced at all. I decided to. The captain asked for volunteers. We had a discussion about the possible ramifications of some of the things that might happen when we boarded. We chatted about it amongst ourselves and weighed up all the options. It was a very worthwhile thing to do. And as you know, initially we were just delivering a letter just to warn them. They had to leave the whale sanctuary and they were going to face more action from us. They took the letter, they held us hostage, they didn't leave the sanctuary, so they faced more action.
Do you see your risk?
I got to.
Why be two guys?
I don't order anybody to do anything that they're not willing to do, so I ask for volunteers prior to. halfway across the world sometimes. So how is it that it's illegal to catch a fish, but you can kill a whale? And the difference is Uruguay's a poor country, Japan's a wealthy economic bully. And that's the difference. So there's a discrimination in the application of the law because it's written.
Ben, are you pleased with the, what do you think of the Australian government's efforts to stop whaling? Are they doing enough?
Well, as yet they haven't done much. No, they haven't stopped any whales from being killed. So I think the Australian people and the international community have to keep the pressure on them to back up their words. You know, otherwise it's just empty rhetoric.
What they're doing right now is taking pictures of a crime being committed so that they can use it for future reference to stop the crime being committed. Now that's like going into a bank while it's being robbed and photographing the bank robber so you can use it as future evidence against other bank robbers that go there in the future. I mean, it just doesn't make any rational sense. Oh, and also one more thing is that the foreign minister said that Australia and Japan has agreed to disagree on this. And cannot agree to disagree on the upholding of the law. And what Japan is doing is breaking the law. Australia cannot agree to that. It's unjustified to agree to break the law.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.